Rav Shimshon Farhash explains more of the symbolism of the various different terms that are used in referring to the Karban Tamid. The Ishe, the fire offering. This is the offering of the Karban upon the fire of the altar of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach itself is the concrete symbol of the Esh Das, the fiery law which the Torah is referred to as in Vezos HaBracha. How old is this Karban meant to be? B'nei Shana. Why? Because in our relationship to Hashem, we should remain forever young, in the full vigor of youth. We should be ever aware of our need for His guidance. So how are we meant to bring these karbanos? Tumimin, with the wholeness of our being. Shnayim layayim, twice a day. The daily offering is to consist of two lambs. And this corresponds to duality of the daily phenomena of the rising and the setting light. We come before the same one God, first at sunrise and then at sunset. In this manner, we visibly demonstrate, we accept that the entire alternation of the rising and the setting of life experiences as the uniform work of the one and only God. It is quite literally sunrise, sunset. There aren't two forces. There's not a force of good and a force of evil and a prince of light and a prince of darkness that are engaged in constant battle. That's not Jewish. Rather, with the idea of bringing one Korban Tamid in the beginning of the morning, one Korban Tamid in the afternoon, right at the end of the day, we visibly demonstrate, we accept that the entire alternation of the rising and setting of life's experiences are the uniform work of the one and only God. It is the uniform task in all of our lives, in the midst of all these vicissitudes, to walk before the countenance of this one and only God, and let ourselves be led and guided by Him. It is so easy, because of life's ups and downs, to get knocked off track, to get knocked off course, to give up. It's interesting. There's a medrash. It's not exactly clear where it is, but it's certainly brought in the beginning of the Ein Yaakov, which talks about the most important pasuk in the Torah. Seems like the conclusion is Akeves Echad Ta'aseh B'Baikeves Akeves Asheni Ta'aseh Ben Ha'arbayim. The idea of the Karban Tamid is that it is constant. But it's more than being constant. The fact that it is in the morning and the evening, two times of day which are so different to each other, means it's not only constant, but consistent. And that's the message that it's meant to be teaching us. Our relationship with Hashem is meant to be consistent. Lots of different things happen to us in our lives. We have ups and downs. Circumstances change. It's impossible not to. It's almost a fact of life that our scenarios, circumstances will vary. Life has its vagaries. However, when we conduct ourselves with emunah, we're steadfast. We're held, we're strong. We stay focused on the goal. We stay focused on what's important. We maintain our hishtavos. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samad. I always place Hashem in front of me. Is this idea of hishtavot, of hishtavos, of being consistent. Of whatever comes my way, I'm not going to compromise on my values. I'm not throwing what's important out the window. Because I know ahead of time that life will have its ups and downs. If we're in it for the long run, if we're in it to win it, there has to be this sense of being constant and consistent.